Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit 1 per customer while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You are watching Game Time Decisions. I am Gabriel Morenci, and I'm on the grid, and so is the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. Donnie Wrightside will be on the grid in a couple of moments time. The Minnesota Twins are on the grid right now, the electric grid. The Minnesota Twins were up 1-0, tried to nurse a 1-0 lead home. Did not work out. 4-1 final score, and the cheating son of a gun, Houston Astros. Are up 1-0 in a 3-game series. And, you know, I'm kicking myself. And I know you are as well, Cam.
And yep.
Really, the Minnesota Twins have now lost 17 consecutive postseason games. They lost 16 Correct. Straight playoff games. So I bet on
yep.
them. The Chicago White Sox are 14-0 this year against left-handed pitchers. I'm like, yeah, every streak has to come to an end. Give me the A's. Basically, I bet against the 16-0 and a 14-0 trend. And yeah, you know how this has worked out so far.
Yep, great point, Gabe. And usually I'm like, trends. Yeah, I should listen to the trends because I'm a moron. I could tell you that. I'll tell you another thing. Polanco, that was one of the worst errors that I've ever seen. Like, if you didn't watch the Minnesota game, they had Greinke on the ropes in the first inning too. Unbelievable stuff. A hot liner that gets caught. Sano runs about a 15-second 100-yard dash, so he can't get to first on a beautiful squibbler that would have scored a run. And right after that, Gabe, what happened? Greinke settled down. It's like, perfect. Got out of a huge jam here, and he just mowed guys down. And then I see Sergio Romo come in after an error, a guy with an ERA of 13.5. I'm like, we're toast. I tried to live bet the Houston Astros. Locked out. Perfect. Great way to start the day. And then my head's saying, oh, Chicago, the same thing. Oh, you got a feeling with the White Sox. You bet them all year. Go with Oakland. I'm cold as ice right now. Like, I'm a deep freezer. I bet this horse race, the Prince of Wales Stakes. I got the horse at 7-1 to wins. I don't have the other one that comes second. Like, I can't do anything right now. I'm just, I'm on tilt, Morenci.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie, Cam. Coming into this day, I was a little bit weary. I really do have many, many, many more bad memories of opening day Major League Baseball playoff betting stories. Trust me.
Yes. Yeah, we got a lot of them. We got a lot.
I'm throwing darts, buddy. I'm throwing darts. Like, you know, like I'm like I said, and you bet on the White Sox all the time. I always bet on these trends. I'm a big, I'm not getting in front of a 14-0. Oh, I'm going to ride this. Oh, they've lost 16 in a row. I'm not getting in front of that. Catch a falling knife. Yeah, the Seattle needle just fell on top of us. You know, forget about a falling knife. I mean, like, really. Hey, listen, it's not all bad. I did have no run in the first inning of the Oakland and Chicago game. I took the under of the Chicago game as well. And so two final scores right now, identical final scores, Cam. 4-1 final scores.
Yep. 4-1. It's actually hilarious.
I'm on great call. Days, but I'm like, oh, this game's going to open up. This will be more runs. Yeah, it's scoreless in the fourth.
Exactly. You know what? It's so funny. I'm going through my phone right now and just going to update the scores. I have a text to myself, take the unders in baseball. Yet I bet Minnesota and I bet anything. I don't even think I put totals in. I'm so rattled. Like, that's the thing. These numbers were low for a reason, Morenci. And the Jays game, you talked about it. I'll give you credit. Like, Shoemaker's a good pitcher. He's got a great record against Tampa Bay right now. We're scoreless going into, the bottom of the fourth inning right now. It's a good start. And tonight we're seeing a low total with Cleveland and the Yankees, 6.5, but you got Cole and Bieber. I would not be shocked if the unders go 3-1 or 4-0 tonight.
Yeah, we'll break that game down with Donnie Wrightside. We need his help. Help us, Donnie.
I need a lot of things
Can I find
an envelope of falling money? That would be that's about the only thing that's gonna help right now.
No, you will not. Shout out to all of our radio affiliates. I am Gabriel Morenci. We're King of the Region. Redhead Cam Stewart. It's game time decisions. We're two games into the Major League Baseball playoffs. Me and Cam are already beaten down and regretting the plays that we made. But it is what it is. We can't live in the past. All right. We can't. All we can do is control the future, like the great Mickey Rivers stated. Of course, a New York Yankee. A center fielder, he said, I never worry about anything. He said, I've never been worried in my life. He said, if I can't control something, then, I can't worry about it because I don't have control of the situation. But he goes, if I have control of the situation, why would I be worried? I have control of the situation. Mickey Rivers has never been worried in his life. The best, Mickey Rivers, one of the funniest things ever, Mickey Rivers was doing an interview live on the radio with Jim Rome. And he was in his car and he got pulled over by the cops. Because he was on his phone. Got pulled over by the cops and he told the cops, I don't know why he just didn't say, I'm on the phone with Jim Rome right now. Yeah. He told the cops, I'm on the phone with George Steinbrenner. Like, I don't know why he thought that one. Like, he told him he lied. Like, Jim Rome, and Jim Rome's live. He goes, did he just say he's just talking to George Steinbrenner? And like he starts cracking up. Yeah, Mickey Rivers. Yeah, I'm talking to New York Yankee owner George Steinbrenner right now on the phone. He was out with a Jim Rome show. It's just, I don't know why he just didn't say I'm out with a Jim Rome show. But nevertheless, I've always been a fan of Mickey's stories. So scoreless right now in a baseball game. And, listen, there was a lot of talk and a lot of bewilderment, I think is the word I'm looking for. I don't use that word often. Bewilderment. At the Toronto Blue Jays starting Max Shoemaker in the first game of this series. Yet it's scoreless right now in the fourth inning. And if the Jays lose, it's not because of the starting pitching.
Nope.
Snell's mowing them down as well. We got a scoreless baseball game. New in the game total is now 4.5. We're in the fourth inning. It's scoreless. The early games are in the books, guys. The Chicago White Sox are now 15-0 this year against Southpaw pitching. And the Minnesota Twins are bigger chokers than the Atlanta Falcons are. And that's saying something. They've lost 17 games in a row in the postseason. You suck, Minnesota.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Morenci. Get on the grid. You can find me on Twitter at Sports Rage. You can find Cam Stewart at Cam Stewart Live. And you can find Donnie Rightside, Rightside VP. Steps up and in right now. Donnie Rightside in the house. What's up, Donnie?
I love it. Great time of year, man. We're getting a little bit of spoiled here with this Major League Baseball throughout. I mean, I'm talking behind the scenes here with Cam. Maybe we're not so spoiled because these games are on in the afternoon, but certainly fun to watch here on the TV.
Yeah, well, tomorrow there's going to be 8 of them. Yeah, I'm not going to lie, though, Donnie. I'm not going to lie. And me and Cam talked about this off the top. I have good baseball betting memories. I have a lot of nice World Series memories and big paydays and stuff like that. But opening day, it's always, I knew it. Why did I do that? Yeah. And today's one of those days. Really, Donnie, they were giving money away today. The Minnesota Twins have lost 16 consecutive postseason games. Make it 17. They're like you combine the Atlanta Falcons, the New York Jets, and they're not as useless as the Minnesota Twins. Like, these guys are unbelievable. Thanks for nothing, Polanco. The whole season's done because of you.
All right. Exactly.
A little harsh. Listen, they all suck in Minnesota. And then you got the Chicago White Sox, 14-0, now making 15-0 against southpaw pitching. I tell you what, Donnie, if you follow trends, then you're 2-0 today.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And looking at that White Sox game, you get 3 home runs, but only 4 runs total. If you remember last year, Gabe, the big thing was the juice balls in the summer, and all of a sudden the pitchers were saying during the postseason they changed. I'm getting that feel again because we're waking up. We're used to seeing 9.5s, 10.5s, 11s across the board. You're getting some of these games at 6.5, and it looks like they're all going to stay under at this point.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a good point, Donnie. There were a lot of hard-hit balls that just sort of died too, huh? You notice that? Didn't have the same pop. It's a good point. There were a couple that were hit hard. I don't know. Do they do that? Is that what they're doing now? They juice the balls in the regular season, and then they flatten them? They flatten them out in the playoffs. But I'll tell you what, both games went under the number. 4-1 final score in both games. And surprisingly enough, I didn't think that the Blue Jays and the Rays would be scoreless right now, Donnie, into the fourth inning. These two teams played 10 times this year, went over 6 times, and I get it. I know Snell was on the hill, but Shoemaker going for the Blue Jays. You would have assumed there'd be some runs, but we got a scoreless game. What's your take on this game, and what do you think about the end game right now?
Honestly, before the game, Gabe, I was with you. I thought the game had a good shot to go over 7.5 because when you line up the lefty Snell, you get a lot of good right-handed batters in the lineup for Toronto and also vice versa. It's not a great lineup for Tampa Bay, but you're looking at one of the lower-end pitchers for the Blue Jays heading into it. Now finally got a run here on a pass ball. Yeah, go 1-0. With Robbie Ray on the mound. So it's 1-0 now. It was interesting because I know, Gabe, following Toronto, if they could steal this game, they are live in the series with Hyunjin Ryu tomorrow on the mound.
Yeah, they are. But now Robbie Ray comes in.
This day couldn't get worse. I got Sergio Romo and Robbie Ray. Where's the Rolaids? It's just going to end poorly.
Why is Robbie Ray?
Hey, what was wrong with Shoemaker? Can you go another inning or two? I don't. Ray. Wow. This guy's a base-on-ball machine. God, he knocks a lot of people.
Right now. The Jays are plus 340 on the money line. Plus 340. The total in this game is now 5.5. All right, Donnie, so we'll track this. Let's get down to business. We have a big-time matchup here between Garrett Cole and Shane Bieber. So who's going to blink first between these two teams? Listen, man, Cleveland have been on fire down the stretch. This is a baseball team with good team chemistry. They don't score a ton of runs. I get it. But at the same point in time, they've got great pitching. They've got great chemistry. And they've been scoring enough runs to win baseball games. And they're playing good baseball. But, I heard people talking about this about looking into the numbers about hot or not guys. You know, like in football, you want to be that hot team, sort of peak in mid-December or whatnot, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Baseball, there is no correlation. Look at the Chicago White Sox.
True.
They were 2-8 in the last
exactly.
10 games.
Exactly. It actually helped them yesterday off, Gabe. It helped them. They probably just got some bad thoughts out of their head, and they're like, okay, let's regroup. Let's hit the reset button. I couldn't agree more. Like, baseball is one of those sports where, oh, they're so cold coming in. No, they're not. Like, take a look at and Houston, too. Like Minnesota, they were a team, you know, like they were. It's just one of those things. I agree with Morency. Should have just listened to the trends. That would have been a good way to go.
So, Donnie, what's your take on the Tribe and the Bronx Bombers, who didn't play each other this year? So we don't have a lot to work with from this year, at least.
Yeah, just a tremendous pitcher on the mound. I should say both sides, a pedigree coming in with Gerrit Cole, but then Shane Bieber, look at his numbers. They're absolutely off the charts, but it sometimes just comes down to like simple prognostication. When you're looking at the Yankees lineup, I trust it 1-9 way more than I do the Cleveland Indians. I wouldn't be surprised in this game if the Yankees and Cleveland go to a stalemate for around 5 or 6 innings, but once you flip it onto the bullpen, I mean, you got a hammerer's row here for the Yankees lining up, and sometimes I've been watching myself over the summer with the Indians, Gabe, saying, where are the runs going to come from? I just trust the Yankees more. It's a cheap number, -110, weighed out Shane Bieber in this game. I think they can get to the bullpen and pick up some runs late.
So Cleveland first five?
I actually have Cleveland first five written down in that game. Yes, I do.
Okay.
I'm trying to read Cam's mind, and I'm thinking Cam wants to take the Cleveland Indians tonight, don't you?
Yeah. I'm gonna be honest with the people, and I got to be transparent. I told you, I'm an icicle right now. Oh, I'm a polar bear. Like, I am so damn cold. I don't even know what's going on, right? I told you, I took the Twins today. I took Oakland. Like, I might lose every game today. I got the Blue Jays +1.5. That's hanging on by a thread. I got to be honest with you, Gabe. I like Cleveland, but I don't know what to do. I'm scared. I'm honestly, like, I'm very hesitant now to even make a bet. But I like Cleveland.
What about the total, Donnie? 6.5. With I want to take Cole. We should know. Both strikeout props are 8.5 for both guys. So both pitchers, the strikeout prop is 8.5 tonight.
That's
I mean, the Yankees with a 6.5 team total for a game. It's not usually you saw these numbers with like a 7-inning like doubleheader game. It's amazing. Like, even if you get 2-2 after 5 or 6 innings, you should be able to hit that number. It's so low you want to take a flyer game, but then you look at the scores today, you're like, what am I, an idiot? You knew this was going to be a 3-1 game, Donnie. Why did you take the over 6.5? As well, I'd be crying later.
I know. And I thought that some of these games were going to play to the over. I tell you, in past years, guys, my memory of these opening games, Donnie, the so-called ace games, the first games in the playoffs, they always go over. People are like, oh, there's no way this is going to go over. And it always goes over, right?
Yeah.
And,
no weather concerns. It's not cold. Yeah.
No, you know, the dead ball was a good point, I thought, that you raised. All right? The dead ball. All right, I hope there's not a fire in the building here right now.
These guys could take me to safety.
Is that an ambulance? Take
me away. Bring me to a safe
alert.
Place. I'm laughing, but crying.
You punch in the credit card behind the scenes and you get the sirens now. Yeah.
I got to tell you, I'm like WebMD. The Dr. Donnie and Dr. Morency. Cam's looking pretty flush, Donnie, isn't he? He's kind of red today, bro.
I know. The pressure is on.
You're two games.
Yeah. I know. I got to take care. I don't know what's going on. The medication. Yeah, you're right. Like, I'm redder than usual. It's a concern. I got an update in a couple minutes, too. Hope I get through it.
With every loss, Donnie, he gets better.
Yeah. Every pitch.
Yeah. It's getting hot in here.
I like how you say the Blue Jays are hanging on by a thread. They're not one nothing. But when you lose it, I'm the same way. I'm like, God, that game's done. I can't like him. Right after I bet the Blue Jays, I counted it as a loss. I'm like, yeah.
I agree. I'm the same thing. I'm like, what am I doing?
I'm like, well, I'm 2-3 right now. I just bet the Jays in the over, so I'm about to be 2-5. So why did I do it? And here we go.
Yeah, I should just go to a soup kitchen.
Save us tonight. There's no basketball. There's no basketball props. There's no crappy NFL games tonight or college games.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now I'm going to get into horses. That's a good remedy for a bet for bad bets. Yeah, I'll just play the ponies. That'll soften the blow.
For the record, For the record, Shane Bieber has a 1-0 record with an 8.31 earned run average in two career starts against the Yankees. More breakdowns on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Was it his birthday?
Birthday? No. He said, you look like a strawberry shortcake.
Oh, sorry. I just had to refresh my browser. Metal Matt saying I look a little bit fuzzy. I go, I'm red. But anyway, it can't get worse, can it? Yeah, I do look like a strawberry shortcake. At least, hey, Gabe, I spent money at the hair place. I told you the Chinese lady down the street, $10. Yeah, Military Mike, Andy Army, Purple Cam, whatever you want to call me, it was $10.
You're right. You got the military special. You look like
I said, go lower. Lower.
Brock Lesnar. The Brock Lesnar special.
It does. The
Chinese, the Asian lady raised her price from 7 to 10 in the COVID world right now.
Yeah, she said, she apologized too. She's like, oh, $7, now 10. I'm like, okay, well really, is there a problem here? It's better than 30 with the guy down the street. Yeah, just take it low.
She did a good job looking good, Kip.
Very red today.
Let's get some wins. Try to get some wins home here. That's what we need. As I say, we don't have a lot of other sports. It's just baseball tonight, but tomorrow we got 8 baseball games. We've got the NBA Finals tomorrow as well. All right, Donnie. So final pick on this Yankee game tonight. You're going to go with the Bronx Bombers?
I'm going to go with the Bronx Bombers full game in this. I just trust their 1-9 more. I think they'll be able to scratch it out. I think Cole gives a good effort here in the playoffs against a weak lineup for the Indians. That's the way I'm going.
All right, so let's jump in here to tomorrow's slate. We'll go rapid fire so we can get Donnie's taking on these early games. Let's start off with the first game up. We were talking about the Minnesota Twins and their postseason failures. The Atlanta stuff is real, bro. If you look at the Atlanta Falcons, the Georgia Bulldogs, and sorry, Kyle, in Atlanta right now, you might want to cover your ears.
Turn it off.
Right? But I remember last year sitting in a chair at the FanDuel Sportsbook pre-COVID doing the show and having money on the Atlanta Braves in that game when they were down. Like 14-1 after the first inning, yes. Whatever the hell it was. And so they blow a 28-3 lead in the Super Bowl. So for people who aren't aware of this, guys, remember last year in the playoffs, I think it was a game 5, not a game 7. So whatever. The deciding game of the series. They got smoked, like 14-3 or something like that. They were losing 11-0 after the first inning or whatever. And, of course, they blew a 28-3 lead in the Super Bowl. You know that game, guys, was 2 years – 8 months and 3 days to the Super Bowl. You can't make that up.
Always comes back.
Like,
no.
When I see stuff like that, yeah, come on. The Georgia Bulldogs, how many leads have these guys had and blown? Like, it's hard. Like, Atlanta. And basically, Cam, you've been riding Cincinnati all year. What are you doing with this? And, oh, yeah, Josh Donaldson's hurt. That's a shock.
So he's got a calf injury.
Cincinnati... One of many. Cincinnati and Atlanta. Donnie, what are you doing with the game, the series? What's your take here? Bauer and Fried out of the gate. What's your take?
This is one of those series, Gabe, where I look and like the trendy dog again, which we joked about Cincinnati, but they played really well down the stretch, got in the playoffs. That trendy dog again with the White Sox before the season started worked out well. I actually like the trendy dog again in this series. I can't quite figure out why Atlanta's actually favored. Yes, they have a good 1-9 lineup, but when you look at the pitching matchups going 1-on-1 between them and Cincinnati and then break it down with the bullpen, the advantage to me is with the Reds. I like the Reds tomorrow. I like the Reds for the series.
Cam?
Yeah, I agree with Donnie in this one. The thing is, Atlanta's got slightly better bats, but Cincinnati's pitching is way better than Atlanta's. I like Max Fried, but the Reds can roll out so many different guys. They've shored up their bullpen, and they've been getting runs. They used to leave a lot of guys stranded. I think they're very confident, and they're not afraid. They have a lot of veterans in this lineup. I'm on Cincinnati, Gabe. You're giving me them as a dog. I like Atlanta, too. I think they're a good team. I like a lot of their players, but I think the Reds win the series.
Yeah, when you go through three games here, Cincinnati have a distinct advantage on the hill in every game. All right, so Houston and Minnesota are going again tomorrow. Houston, I see TBD. Berrios going for Minnesota. I don't know. Like, do you?
I think it's Urquidy tomorrow. Yeah,
is like the Urquidy.
That's what they were talking about on the broadcast. Urquidy's been very, very good, too. That's the thing. Like, and no offense, Berrios, they talk about him like an ace. Is he an ace? I just got the feeling I'm going to go back to Minnesota as a big favorite tomorrow and get burned again. For me, it's Houston.
They've lost 17 playoff games.
Yeah, I know.
How the hell do you think of them? Donnie?
Yeah.
No, you're right. I mean, you're going to say it to yourself again when you take the Minnesota Twins tomorrow and be like, they lost 17 straight and they lost 18 straight now. Oh, I was on a back-to-back days. Sometimes it wears on you. They are the better baseball team in this one, but you're right. They should have closed out one today. They end up dropping it in the ninth inning, and then that weighs on you. I mean, it's hard. It's hard. And we'll see what that line opens up after.
It weighs on you.
Alcoholism. Yeah. It weighs on you. All right, Donnie.
Like since 1940.
All right, this one, a little bit different here. White Sox and A's. A's are coming back tomorrow, Cam.
I agree. The White Sox also, all their bats, they hit the lefty Lizardo. He didn't pitch that poorly. The mistakes that he made were hit. Engel had his first career home run. We talk about Abreu. He's a beast. These guys all mash left-handed pitching. I think Oakland had a couple opportunities late in the game. They left some guys stranded. They'll come back. This series is going the distance. I agree, Gabe. Give me the A's.
Donnie, what do you think happens tomorrow?
Yeah, not a huge Chris Bassett guy, but it tells you a lot where it opens up at -124 after a nice decisive victory by the White Sox today. No doubt about it. All hands on deck, too, because now you're talking about a three-game series, not a seven-game series. If something happens with Bassett in the second inning, they're going right to a bullpen or burn another starter right away. It's must-win time for Oakland. I agree with both of you there.
Are the Cubs vulnerable against the Marlins, Donnie?
Yes.
It's a heavy line. I mean, like 2-1 to win that series, you're probably getting an even pitching matchup all the way through. No home field advantage, basically, with no fans. I think Marlins are a live dog. Do I want to take them and bet money on them? Probably not, but they're live in this series.
Cam, you like the fish here?
Can't get any worse, Morenci. Throw out Sixto Sanchez and Alcantara. That's good enough for me. You're getting these guys at a monster price. I've learned something the last couple of days. Me and favorites don't work. I love dogs. I've always had a dog. My parents got dogs. I'm a dog lover. Favorites and me don't work. I want to punch favorites in the face, knock their teeth out, and strangle them. I like the underdog. Ooh.
Well, let's hope the Blue Jays get it done as a dog right now. Now, Cam's threatening people. Like, we're in the second segment. Now he's into Cardinals in San Diego. I tell you, San Diego's another one of these trendy teams, Donnie. Great pitching. You know, they can roll out. They got a great lineup as well. They are the complete deal here. And they're not just all kids. I mean, they've also got some, you know, I mean, they've got some veterans on the team as well, although they're mostly a young team. Yet all St. Louis does is find a way to win, especially at this time of the year. Are they live dogs in this series?
I don't know if they're live dogs in the series, but they would be live dogs to me tomorrow. Getting a price of +155 in that range, just opening up offshore. That's too, like, I know Paddock's a young pitcher. You're still going to have that playoff mentality coming in. I don't know if he's ready to pay that price of -170. You do have the lineup advantage. We can both agree with San Diego Padres versus the St. Louis Cardinals. I'm not paying 170, so I'd take a flyer on a dog game one of this one.
And we got the Brewers and the Dodgers. The Brewers and the Dodgers. Burns is injured. That hurts the Brew crew. Dodgers sending Walker Buehler to the hill in game one, Kershaw game two. Dodgers are going to be tough to beat, Cam, but I know you like betting on the underdogs.
Yeah, I don't know. Milwaukee, they're playing better, but the Dodgers are just superior, and I think there's something in the Dodgers' mindset. We can't be screwing around. This is a short series. They're a better team. They're parlay material, Gaber, -1.5 material. You can't lay the juice because if you lose, you're going to get smoked 2.5 times. But I think the Dodgers sweep the Brewers. So, yeah, I'm going with your Dodgers, Gabe. I think they're a favorite to win the World Series for a reason. They're deep.
You know, I brought this up on Sports Rage Late Night last night, the radio show. And you can check us out on these same radio affiliates tonight in the overnight hours, not following Scotty Farrell. But I talked about the LA-LA parlay. And now, listen, I like the Miami Heat, but I was just bringing up, it almost feels inevitable that LeBron James wins. And I do think the Dodgers are going to win the World Series. So, in LA, you know, these things do sometimes happen in twos. And I think it's distinctly possible, Donnie, that the Lakers and the Dodgers both win their respective championships. But with that being stated, we've got a little bit of line movement, guys, for game one tomorrow night. The Lakers opened up as 5-point favorites. It stood strong there for the first couple of days. It's finally come down. It's at 4.5 right now. The total remains the same. Total remains the same at 217 and a half. As far as the series price, the Los Angeles Lakers are now -360. Miami Heat +260. Series total game prices. We'll get into all this. Donnie, what's your take on the NBA Finals?
Yeah, it's, I mean, we talked last time about the you know, Celtics and the Heat, just taking that plus money price with the Miami Heat. I don't know if I want to take the Heat as a plus money price in the finals, but I actually like them game one. I do agree with this. I think it's a game that they can steal before the Lakers actually wake up in this series. So I'm going to go game one with the Miami Heat, but I do think the Lakers win this series overall.
You know, in three playoff series, the Lakers did lose game one in two of them, right? The Lakers team, you know, one thing that's curious to me, like how the Lakers going to approach this. The Lakers are very counter. They're very counter.
They're counter punchers. Yeah, they really get hit first, and they bam.
Yeah, they roll out. They say, "All right," and then they'll adjust. They're like, "Okay, yeah, we'll go small now. We'll go big," right? Like they you know, they almost see. All right, what? Because the Lakers can play a couple of different ways, and we've seen this through the playoffs. Vogel's done a nice job. You know, the Kentucky connections run deep here, guys. Pat Riley, Kentucky. Frank Vogel was an assistant student manager under Calipari at Kentucky. Rondo, Kentucky. Davis, Kentucky. Tyler Hero, Kentucky. Adebayo, Kentucky. Man, it's the Kentucky Finals. Kentucky's taking over. We wonder why all these kids go there all the time. We'll hit some football on the other side with Donnie and Cam.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Well, this stupid dump of a stadium is, has got another victim. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. just got thrown off by the roof. Here, there's no way he gets that ball in any other ballpark. This, you know what though? It's nice to see Tampa at a normal. They have some, they have like a couple of dozen cardboard cutouts, which is pretty much the same as what they would normally have at a game anyway. So it's basically like a usual game here. But yeah, I tell you that, you know, that roof, guys. Guerrero just, you know, Cam, you saw it. He just missed the ball. A very catchable pop fly here that would have been an out, and you know, the inning could be over right now. But he lost it in the roof, and I tell you, this stadium's been causing problems up there for years.
Yeah, no, it's a disaster. You and Donnie talk about it. Great point, Gabe. Like, white and white, that's a problem when the ball's white. Like, you know what I mean? You're sitting there, and you're going, oh, okay, things a million feet in the air. Like, what are you going to do? I'm surprised if more balls hit people on the top of their head.
Like, how do you figure it out? That's like, guys, like, how about we make the roof, like, not the same color as the ball? Like, you know what I'm saying? And if you look up there, it looks like a Metallica concert. Look at all the rigs up there. It's like WrestleMania. Yeah. It is. Look at that thing, man. You got like
Catwalk
a million
city up there, yeah.
Up there and stuff. Like, imagine
you're
waiting
for like Sting. You're waiting for like Sting to fly down from the rafters or something.
I like it. I'd be worried the whole time I'd be out there. I'd think this piece of crap stadium's gonna fall apart on top of me. Yeah, exactly. I'd be thinking this metal rig's gonna like be coming down any minute.
Yeah.
Sting.
All right, take it out of it.
That was awesome.
All right, normally I respect the let's not jinx the no hitter, but Blake Snell has a no hitter. He has a no hitter.
Oh, Blake Snell's got a no hitter. That's
yes,
yeah,
hitter.
Interesting.
We wouldn't want to jinx Blake Snell's no hitter that he has going on right now, would we?
No.
We wouldn't. Giolito had a perfect game going into seven.
Yeah,
guy's
of course
unreal.
He did. Yeah, of course he did. All right, so how about this, though? What's the deal with the NFL, guys? Cam, you're doing the update, so.
Yes, I am.
I see the NFL tells everyone, plan on playing. And the Tennessee Titans, guys. So let me throw this to you, Donnie, first. Tennessee Titans are planning on playing even without practice. They've told their players, get ready for this, that we're going to play even if we don't practice all week. Like, we'll do a walkthrough on Saturday, but no practice throughout the week. They're going to do, like, Zoom meetings and tape and stuff. Good thing or bad thing? Well-rested or unprepared?
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting look because I guess you treat it as like a Thursday night football game where you don't really practice and then you head on a flight if you're the road team going away. But I don't like it because it messes with the body clock for the team. You're used to certain things, having the day off Tuesday, doing certain things Wednesday, game plan installed on Thursday. Now you're going to do it over Skype and show up and play a pretty good football team. You absolutely, like, you have to be back in the building. I don't see how it's playing, but you got to give credit to the NFL saying, yeah, contact trace all you guys want. If we have to move it one day till Monday, get ready to play.
One day.
Well, that's the thing, right?
Yes.
I think it would be great. Selfishly, I'd like to see two Monday night football games. That would really make you know what, Gabe? We do in-game live that night. The more the merrier. Yeah. And I'll tell you this, I don't understand.
Should there just be doubleheaders every week then?
That's another thing. Like, it's Monday night football. You have an early game and you have a game after. You stagger it, even an hour and a half,
like
2 hours.
It's not rocket science.
Doubleheader, East Coast, West Coast.
Correct. Yep. You got it, brother. And another thing is, they're just talking like, oh, don't worry about COVID. And I can't believe it. Like, I can't believe that the Minnesota Vikings, with people slobbering all over them for a football game, had no positive results in their test. They actually said, so far, so good, Gabe. So they've gone through that stuff. The facility, as you said, not open till Saturday. I don't know. Like, who knows? We're all think it's a disadvantage and watch Tennessee go out there and kick Pittsburgh's butt. But having it on Monday would make sense.
They'd be doing the Vikings a favor if they shut the season down. Like, yeah. Seriously.
Doing the Eagles a favor.
Void the bets. All those people had Viking bets. You get a void bet? Bring it on.
Donnie's hoping for a COVID sweep in Philly.
That's right.
It would be so Buffalo-like, too. And the Bills. Oh, my God. Like, the Bills are finally having the season you waited for 20 years.
Come
and
on,
they
Donnie.
The even, just like Montreal back in the day. They're going to get you.
Oh, yeah, the Expos, yeah, the strike, the 1 year, the 40 games.
The 1 year you're ready to take it down. Like, they took it from us. Yeah, yep.
Well, trust me, they'd still be there if that never happened. All right, so we've had, we'll get to the Eagles here in a second, but we've had some line movement, guys. We can't call it a pro football game, but that the event that they're playing at the Meadowlands on Thursday, the Broncos and the Jets. Why does the NFL do this to us? Like, every Thursday, do you guys try to top yourselves and come up with like a world? Like, but nevertheless,
it's awful.
It's the Broncos. It was up to 3, but now we get word that Brett Rypien is going to be starting. For you college football fans, of course, you remember him at Boise State.
Boise.
Mm-hmm. Rypien's his uncle. Mark Rypien, a Super Bowl MVP, probably the most unheralded Super Bowl MVP in the history of Super Bowl MVPs. And a guy who cost me a lot of money that day when they beat my Buffalo Bills, the Washington Redskins. Yep. Donnie, is there a least talked about Super Bowl quarterback than Mark Rypien? Like, even Trent Dilfer gets talked about all the time for being like the worst winning quarterback. Because people are like, oh, yeah, Dilfer, wow, yeah. Dilfer's
what?
So Dilfer's exactly. name gets associated with being a winner. They're like, oh, yeah, yeah, he's a winner. Oh, yeah, yeah. They're like Trent Dilfer and the Ravens. They don't need a quarterback. Mark Rippon lit it up, threw for like 400 yards or something. No one talks about him. Like, he's unknown. I bet you half our listeners never even heard of the guy.
Love Mark Rippon.
Absolutely. Washington yeah, even State look back Cougar. In the day, like, yeah. Like, I mean, he had a great season that year as well. But also, like, you always think of the Redskins winning Super Bowls. Oh, it's Doug Williams, Joe Theismann. You would never pick him out of a lot of people. That guy was a quarterback?
Right.
You would never think
You're
of
right.
that.
The other guys. Oh, I had a first black guy. Oh, yeah, Doug Williams, a first black guy.
Yep.
Oh, Joe Theismann, the egomaniac.
Oh, the guy that snapped his leg.
Everyone knows Joe won a Super Bowl. Just ask him, right?
Like, exactly. You know. Yeah. The worst ever Joe would have been Theismann Rex Grossman.
His nose to show his, show his like Notre Dame grad. Lost. That's the joke. Notre Dame grad will pick his nose to show off his ring. Joe's real name is Theismann. He changed his name to rhyme with
Correct.
Heisman. It's actually 100% brilliant.
New Jersey kid.
How vain do you have to be and brilliant is that, Donnie?
Yep. I'm going to win the Heisman. I'm going to change it from Theismann to Heisman. Nobody really knows that. I didn't know that story until I got old. I was like, man, that is just – that's way – that's real Twitter stuff this day. Yeah. Yep.
And also, as Cam would know, former Toronto Argonaut.
Correct.
We were talking the other day about it. The CFL used to pay more money than the NFL.
True.
Not to everybody, but if they wanted you, they would. Joe Theismann, another quarterback, Toronto Argonauts. So anyways, Denver Broncos here, now 1.5-point favorites. I got to tell you, I'd take the Broncos if Cam was the quarterback. The Jets are the worst team in football. I know the Broncos have problems, Cam. I'll throw it to you here first, buddy. The Jets can't win. The Jets aren't beating anybody, bro. Denver wins this game.
You talk about it. Everyone's like, hey, Sam Darnold, what was the first play? Oh, interception by the Colts, 7-0 before it started. It's not like Indianapolis did anything special. This guy, when he makes mistakes, big mistakes. And I'll take Brett Rippon. On that final drive against Tampa Bay, sure, he threw a pick, but he was also marching down the field. I don't have any, like, you know, if you're benching the Driscoll for him, I agree. I think Denver's just a better team. Despite the injuries and all the problems, they played with Tampa Bay, Tom Brady, and the weapons that they have. Give me the Denver Broncos. I agree. The Jets are a train wreck. I will take Denver up to 3.5 points in the game. Get them 1.5 money line. Go Broncos.
Looks like Lindsey's going to be back. At least you got some players. You got Melvin Gordon. You got Lindsey. You got Jalen. At least you got some players. What do the Jets have, Donnie?
They have nothing, absolutely nothing. And they have a coach that probably knows. And you hear the background talk that the Jets are already reaching out to feelers for a new head coach, regardless of what happens on Thursday night. But it also has to feel, I see the 40 number, and every other game in the NFL is like 55 points now. That 40 seems high to me as I look, because if you're looking at both of these guys, just wait for the other team to blink and fumble, and we'll kick a field goal and we'll win 3-0. That's the way it feels like to me.
I know. Or is it just, oh, my God, Darnold threw 3 pick sixes. There's a fumble, a punt. Jets hit a new low. They lost. Dude, I got to be honest, John. I lost an in-game bet. We were on live on the air. I lost an in-game bet on the Giants and Niners game this week. Same type of theory. I'm like, how the hell are these two? How is this getting to 44? Well, the Giants are so bad that San Francisco ran the score up on them with a bunch of four stringers, their practice roster. So I think the Jets are worse than the Giants. I almost look at it. I know Denver's not San Francisco, but I think Denver goes in there and wins that game, Ken.
Yeah, I'm with you. And I there's no way. If a Monday Night Football game because of mistakes can go under by a hook, this game, if there's more than like 27 points scored in the game, like literally we could have like a 12-3, 12-6 football game. It's going to suck rocks, but we'll be betting on it.
All right, so speaking of sucking rocks, the Philadelphia Eagles, Sunday Night Football. What a horrible start. And now it's one of those deals you wish you weren't on primetime, Donnie, right? Before it's like, come on, we're not on primetime. Now it's like, oh, God, primetime. The entire country is going to be watching and mocking and laughing. But they're getting 7 points, man. They're not the New York Giants, are they? Can like the Eagles plus, is this what's come to, Donnie? The Eagles are 7-point underdogs against the Niners practice roster?
I mean, I really honestly, Gabe, I think it has come to that because the cavalry is not coming to help Carson Wentz. The offensive line is atrocious. It's going to stay atrocious this week. DeSean Jackson ran one pattern this year and already got injured the same way he did last year. So now we're going into this game once again with their only weapon is Greg Ward. You can't win in the NFL when your weapon is Greg Ward. It might get ugly, and I agree with that line movement. Opened up at 6. Now we're seeing 7, some 7.5. I'll root on the Eagles, but good Lord.
How do you lay 7 with the Niners? Sure, Mullins went in there, but the Giants killed themselves. And I don't know, man. It's different when the Eagles are laying points. I want to take the points with the Eagles. I don't care.
I originally did too. But if you think about it, every time Mullins is on the field, this guy throws for like 300 yards.
Yeah. It's a good point.
The Eagles were down 7 points to the Bengals at home with 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. My gosh. It's bad.
Yeah, they fought.
It's bad, guys.
They
it's
fought
bad
for
over
their
here.
Lives to get a tie. Like Wentz
and Walker,
yeah,
were happy
to get a
with
tie.
It.
That's
the Eagles
yeah. I know.
He
was like, hey guys, walking like, off the field. It's like, bro. It's like, yeah. Not. Like this is
the worst part about it. The worst part is the defense, Brent. They pinned Cincy deep. All they needed was like 6 yards for a field goal attempt. Backwards. I'm like, what the hell are these guys doing? It was a train wreck. Yeah, sorry, Dottie.
Right, so we only got a minute left here with Dottie. All right, Dottie, so anything in the NFL catch your eye this week? Have you made any decisions yet?
The early one I'm looking at here, Cleveland Browns. Look, I watched Dallas's defense. I think Cleveland can keep up with them. I think it'll be a one-possession game. Look for the Browns to keep that close.
There should be another track meet, right? We're talking about not overthinking things. And you got to believe that Cleveland and Dallas go up and down the field and pick you know, it's a fast track. Look, what happened to the Dallas Cowboys' last home game? 79 points were put up. Was it 40 to 39? Yep. You said 79 points. Like you said, Baker Mayfield, like you said, they're doing a good job with him, you know, trying to help him succeed. We'll give them credit. But you're right. This Dallas defense, it's hard to, you know, even consider betting on an under right now. The Colts and the Bears is an interesting game here.
Yeah.
Colts and the Bears, winner of this football game. The Colts could be 3-1. The Bears could be 4-0. Nobody saw that coming. Donnie Wrightside, Wrightside VP. Donnie Wrightside, you can find him online. Always a pleasure, Donnie. Thanks for the time.
Awesome. Thanks, boys. Appreciate it.
All right, time flew by with Donnie. We got him for an extra segment. We appreciate it. We'll get into some picks. We got the Yankees and the Indians coming up in a couple of minutes. We'll keep our eye on this Blue Jays game. Extremely low scoring game.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Well, Blake Snell is out of the game right now. 9 strikeouts for Blake Snell.
Wow.
The prop was 6.5. I didn't take it. He finishes with 9. He absolutely destroyed the Toronto Blue Jays. Castillo in with 2 out, and they get out of the inning. The Blue Jays had a runner on first base, Cam. You know, kind of a hard hit ball up the middle, but just poorly placed. Jays can't buy a break, but good news for the Toronto Blue Jays is that Blake Snell's out of the baseball game right now. And with the Jays bats, they're one swing away. They couldn't hit Snell. They should have better success late here, but they're going to have to find a way to keep Tampa one run. My over bet looks like that's done, Cam. What a train wreck. And, like, now we got, like, now all we have is the Yankee game right now.
Yep, that's it, buddy. In-game live. What we got? Usually it's a football game. We're going to have a baseball game.
There's no hockey. There's no basketball.
Nothing. I don't know. When this, I gotta hate to tell you, when this baseball season and basketball ends, it's going to be very interesting in a month. But we'll say this, Gabe, I'm on the Indians. That game's probably going to go off.
Mm-hmm. I might have to go international tonight.
Yeah,
I see. There's some live soccer in Argentina right now.
Yeah, and if there's some MLS or something, maybe we can dip in. We gotta do something because there's one MLS. Is not enough the way things. Yeah, no, hey man, I'll take my shot with the MLS. The way things are going right now, can't be any worse. There's got to be an MLS winner just waiting. We can turn it all around in soccer.
These guys play every night. The MLS, they got
it. Of course they do. No, they're guys. I'll figure it out. Yeah, they love
it. We're always played. MLS. No, of course, tonight when we need them. Thanks, MLS. Yeah. Tonight when we need you, huh? No, they play. They don't play again until they're off for a couple of days. Well, they always play these guys. Yeah, they're off until Saturday.
See, NHL, you could have played tonight.
I don't need MLS on Saturday when it's college football. I need it now.
Exactly. Hey, hockey, if you played tonight and Tampa Bay still won, it would have been great. Thanks for nothing.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Build digital-first customer relationships with Salesforce Digital 360. Connect every marketing, commerce, and digital experience on a single platform. Innovate fast with easy-to-launch sites, campaigns, and apps. That's more relationships, more revenue, more return, and more success. Salesforce Digital 360. Hear from our customers at sfdc.co/digital360.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.